To encourage our hearts this morning, let us share this promise from the Word in Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6. Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. Would like to encourage you to follow along in your Bibles this morning as we continue the story of Lazarus being raised from the dead. We are going to be taking this episode beginning at verse 38 through 45. And for the sake of this morning's message, I'm going to be calling on some help from KIMT. Good morning. This is Matt Badley. We are here with your local weather, news, and sports in Jerusalem and the surrounding communities. Today's leading story is, wait a minute, we've got a breaking story over in Bethany, going to one of our correspondents live in the field, Adam, Fred, or Rick. Good morning. Matt, we're over here at Bethany, and we are still continuing the mourning of Lazarus. Jesus has just arrived on the scene, and we know what happened last time. Last time Jesus was over in Jerusalem, our Jewish leaders were trying to arrest him for blasphemy. So here he is, he's come and he's shown up here today, and the tension in the air is great. For there are some that have come expecting him to do something. And there are those that are very much opposed to his presence. They feel like there's something going to happen. Hold on, Jesus has come. He's come here to the tomb. He's come here to the tomb, and we can see that he's expressing deep emotion. We talked with some of them there, and it seems to be that these emotions perhaps were coming from frustration. That had Jesus been here earlier, he maybe would have been able to do something. If you would, verses 38 and 39. Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. Take away the stone, he said. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man, by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days. Jesus has called for the removal of the stone from the tomb. Now we can know by this tomb that Lazarus was an influential man. And yet here he's been dead for 4 days. And Jesus has asked that the stone be removed. Martha, the sister of the deceased, is saying that's probably not a good idea after 4 days. Verse 40. Then Jesus said, I do not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God. Jesus is referring back to a conversation that he had with Martha earlier when he came to the edge of town, in which he explained to her that he was the resurrection and the life. It is here that we can pick up this that he promised we would see the glory of God. Jesus has come to the tomb. some of the men that were there have stepped forward to remove the stone from in front of the tomb. Everybody is getting tense, wondering what is going to happen next. And yet within this scene, Jesus stops. Listen, he's going to pray. Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me. But I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. Did you hear that prayer from Jesus? He called God his own Father. You know that's going to get his enemies really upset. Wait, he's going to say something more. Lazarus, come out. Did you hear that? Oh, wait, look, look. Oh, this is unbelievable. We were just witnessing here at the tomb. He called Lazarus out. And Lazarus, as he should have been, was bound around his legs, around his arms, around his head. And he's moved in out here, not under his own power, but of something else. It has to be God. And as we see him come out, we are amazed. This is a miracle. Jesus has just told him to take off the cloths that he's wrapped in, that he's bound in. And some of these same men are there. And you can see, they're taking the cloths off. They're removing them. And look, look, there it is. Lazarus is fine. He's not dead. He's not dead anymore. He's alive. And with him, this is a miracle. Wow. This has to be Almighty God Himself. This is what Jesus meant when He said, we will see the glory of God. Matt, are you getting all of this? Wow. Jesus has raised a man from the dead who had been dead 4 days. Sure, he'd raised a little girl. He'd raised a man that had been dead for a few hours. Lazarus has been dead 4 days. This is a miracle. This is unbelievable. And yet, this cannot be discounted. We have made journalistic history here today. We have witnessed a resurrection from the dead. As we look at this, you know, we must figure that God hears the prayer of a righteous man. Jesus must be righteous if God answered his prayer and raised Lazarus from the dead. Even Jesus' most hostile enemies would have to acknowledge this gives proof on who he is. Because Jesus has done something spectacular today. The day of Pentecost is just around the corner. This miracle certainly will cause an awful lot of discussion of what's going on. We will be there. We will cover it live. So stay tuned right here for this story. Will develop more. And now from a word from sports. That was 30 years ago. And it's still as exhilarating today as it was then, as the watching these events unfold. The raising of Lazarus convinced so many to trust in Jesus. But like all of his miracles, some of the results were mixed. Some people believed. Others refused to believe. The thing about this miracle is that it was done in front of many. Both those who loved Jesus and those who hated him. And within that picture, it just shows that this miracle is irrefutable. It just shows that the Jewish leaders were not seeking the truth. They were seeking on preserving their own selfish interests. The stage was now set for the greatest drama in human history, during which man would be at his worst and God would give his best. We have seen the greatest demonstration of power over death, over hopelessness that could possibly have been made. It changed me that day. I believed. I never saw Jesus after his resurrection. I didn't need to, for I knew he was the resurrection and the life, and that this life eternal that he gives us is something that no one can ever take away. I trust each one of you have trusted in Jesus Christ as your own Savior. For just like he demonstrated the power of God in resurrection when he raised Lazarus from the dead, so does he for each one of us when a person, a child, an adult, places their faith in Jesus Christ and they go from being spiritually dead to spiritually alive. Now, within that message, obviously, you know, in all of my years in doing broadcasting, that day stands out unique. What I experienced that day changed my life forever. And so I just want to encourage you that as you look at this story, I trust that it is beneficial to you for your own faith journey, that as you go along, that it means something more to you every day. The years go by quickly. And I thank each and every one of you for having this retirement party for me. May you live your life in faith in Jesus, that you may know his love, his comfort, his friendship, and may it always sustain you in your difficult times. And may you share it with others. Because just like someone had to share it with you for you to get it, we need to share it with someone else. Just like the raising of Lazarus, all saw the miracle. But only the believer saw the glory of God. This is Matt Badley signing off. Thank you for all these years. Lord, we thank you that we have such an amazing story in John chapter 11. That we cannot contain it to one Sunday. Lord, your resurrection power, that as it was demonstrated in Lazarus, is demonstrated in each one of us every day as we are able to live in the eternal life you have already bestowed upon each one that believes. In that power, Lord, we come before you with gladness in our hearts, asking you to convince us of your great power to use us to get your job done. Just like you required men to move the stone, men to take the claws off, you could have done the whole thing yourself. You chose to involve us that we may experience your grace and power through our own lives. May we be willing instruments of your grace, love, and power. Lord, thank you for this time of communion. In Christ's name, amen. As we come to the close of our service, I trust that your heart is drawn to the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. For it and it alone is the hope of all mankind. It is the only place we can go for that divine power that can make us acceptable in his sight. Well, truly, I hope that this has been a beneficial morning. We certainly do celebrate having a dedication of Delilah Kelly with us today. I know that we as a church family will want to make sure and get around to as many of our visitors as we possibly can. And as we always do at Clear Lake Christian Church, we offer the opportunity for anyone that have a decision that they would wish to make public. Perhaps you've been with us for a while, would like to become members of Clear Lake Christian Church, just ask you to come and make your intent known. Perhaps you're a believer in Jesus but have never gone through the waters of baptism, would encourage you to do the same. Perhaps you're here and you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your own. It'd be a real privilege to take your side and show you from the Word of God how that you can know you can have eternal life. Perhaps you just have a burden on your heart that you want to take before the Lord. You can do it where you are. You can come up here to the front. You can kneel on the steps. The only benefit of kneeling on the steps is I promise you, you'll have somebody join you. Let us stand. Father, we truly thank you that we could be in your house together today. We thank you that we could sing your praise, that we could look into a familiar story in the Word. Lord, we pray that our lives are changed because you have met us here today. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.